The Shia this week is being sponsored by Ramesh Aaron Newman, Lil Lishmas Rav David, Ben Rav Dov Halevi Ola Sholem, and also sponsored by Rav Zev Stern, Lishmas Rivka Bas Rav Zev Ola Sholem. Also, Shum Lav Malkus tonight, 8:30 at Masoros Beis Yaakov.
By Moranim Rabbanim, the Gemara says over here, in the Avodas Yom Kippurim, so the Mishnah begins with that says, Notal es ha-machta b'yamin v'sakaf b'smoil. He takes the machta that has the gecholim on it, and he takes the kaf b'smoil. Freg the Gemara, yitziva ba'ara v'giyura b'shmei shmaya. So Madna sort kasha. The kasha the Gemara is asking is, what's going on? The citizens are down on the ground and the strangers are up in Shamayim. Das heißt, it's l'chayra and olam hafuch. You would have to take, why is the machta on the right hand and the kaf in the left hand? It should be frakert. That's the Gemara's kasha. To which the Gemara answers that zu merubah v'zu muetis. The reason it has to be that way is because the bald, there's gimel kabin of gecholim on this machto, and there's only meloy chofnov of keteris. So the calls are more meruba. They're heavier, they're hotter. We'll see how it's expressed in Rishonim, and this is less. And even if you'll have Ksaza Grace Kayan Godel, like Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, so you have this this Indian of Zucham of Azut Sainanis. As they state on the Gemara that because it's hot, so therefore the Kayan Godel, since he has to do everything himself, so he has to take the coals in his right hand and the kaf in his left hand. The Gemara says later on, the Gemara zokta zoi, boi minem rav sheshes on memchesom and beis. Halacha b'smoil mahu. Can you, and he's asking the shaila, by stama karbon, when you're being meilach the dam, to be zerik on the mizbeach. So can you take the dam in your left hand? Mahu vidar din. Amr lohu Rav Sheshes Tnisua. It's a Mishnah. Not las ha-machta b'yamin v'sakaf b'smoiloi. They take the machta b'yamin and the kaf b'smoil. So Pashtis, you see over there that the kaf that has the k'tiris is the equivalent of the halacha of dam to the mizbeach, because it's the k'tiris that's the mechaper. So once the Gemara is saying over here that you can take the kaf in your left hand, mistami, you can take the dam in your left hand. Frak the Gemara v'nifshit luhu mehod etnan. Haregel shel yamin bismoil. Ubeis ho'er v'luchutz. Let the Gemara say that when you see by the carrying of the bosser to the mizbeach by a carbon oilah, so the Gemara says that the regal yamin is carried in the Kohen Gadol's left hand, and in the right hand he carries the reish. So Gemara himi hasam. From there it's no raya, because havamina hanimili haylocha delo makve kapora. Obra haylocha that's makve kapora, because the ikav of kapora is with the dam. The dam has to be nizrak on the mizbeach for any korban to be mechaper. So mashen kain. If the emurim or the busser doesn't get burnt on the mizbeach, the kapor is still there. As long as the dam is nizrak on the mizbeach, the carbon tuzuf its kapora. Whether the busser gets burnt or the emurim get burnt on the mizbeach or not, that's not ma'akev the carbon. So memela, that's why you can't learn out from over there. Masha enkein from the k'tiris efshir would be a shtark araya, because that's also ma'akev kapora. In fact, the entire zrikas hakorbanos bifnim of the par of the par shel Aaron and the sayer can't be brought, the hazaz mifnim that are ma'akev can't be brought until the k'tiris is brought. And the k'tiris is also a mechaper in its own right. Memela, that should be the raya, that's Rav Sheshes' raya, that halacha b'smol will be kosher. Zog di gemara mesle, di gemara yasakasha. You see a brisa nishta zoi. Because the brisa says, zor, a zor and an oinan and a shikr, a zor and a kayan who's an oinan, or a kayan who's shikr, ubal mum, the kabbalah of a halacha of Izrika puzzle. That if they do those avodas, kabbalas hadam, or halachas hadam, or zrikas hadam is puzzle, v'chein yoshev, v'chein smile. And the brisa says, and if you do any of these avodas, sitting down, or with your left hand, it's vayter puzzle. Right? Zog di gemara, so it's tufta. So this is a tufta. Frek de taisis yontif. Why did the gemara, at the beginning of the sugya, ask this kasha in a funny way, Yitziva bar of the Giyura b'shmei Shmaya? Why did the Gemara ask? You see, there's a Mefurisha Baraisa that says Avodah b'smol is puzzle. Why doesn't he ask it that way? What's the Gemara asking? A different kind of a shayla. And he brings that the Rambam in Avodah Yom Kippurim in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, where he goes through the whole Seder Avodah. State the Lashon Rambam Azoy. Kvar Biarnu, we were Mavir already, it's a Rambam in Bias Migdosh, Perkei Halacha Yudches, that Halacha Bismoil Poiselis Bedam Kotchim. That if you're Mailich Dam Kotchim Bismoil, like this Gemara, this Brisa says Mefurish that we just read, Bedam Kotchim of Vashara Vaidus. Smoil is a psul. Lefiko choya min adin sheyoylech hamachta bismoyloi v'kafa k'taris miyaminoi. Idochei bazoi, it would be the proper thing to do to carry the machta on the left hand and the kaf in the right hand. Avol mipnei koyved hamachta v'od shehi chamo eino yochol l'soivlo bismoyloi ad ha'orein. But vibald, by most kohanim and the normal kohanim, even I feel you'll have one that it's equal. Aber b'derech klal, Reif Kahanim, are their Maloy Chofnov are not gimel kabin. So avada the machta is heavier. So and normal people who are right-handed can carry more weight on the right hand than on the left hand. Memela, that's why he has to take the machta b'yamin. And the Keteris Bismar. So what does the Gemara have to ask from a Svara? Pashtus, the Gemara's Kasha is that it seems the wrong thing because when the Gemara is asking the Kasha on Daf Mem Zayin, it seems that the Gemara's Kasha there is only that Vibald, the Machta is more important than the Kaf, not because of any kind of psul. Nastama Svara. The Kaf is more important than the Machta, excuse me. The Kaf is more important than the Machta. So Avada, that should be on the right hand, because Avada, the Amin, is more Choshev than the Smoil. Frek, the Taisis Yontif. Why did the Gemara not ask from the Gemara and Daf Memtes? It's a psul de Raisa, the Smoil. Let the Gemara ask that kasha. Why did they ask it this way? Ubefrat, you see the Rambam, when he brings it, lahalocha itaka says it that way. So the
what would be the answer then?
No, the answer is the same answer. The kovet of the machta vod shulchamo.
If it's possible, it's possible.
No, so the pshat is, the Rambam is saying, that's enough of a reason to be machshirit, but we'll see. Viter, I'll get. Okay, you'll hear. Okay. 1 second. What? 1 second. But that's the kasha. You see, that's the text of Yontif's kasha. So he says, and he brings the Rambam, and you see that the Rambam learns that should be the kasha, and that's the terutzim of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that the machta was heavier, or that the machta is hot. Right? that that's the reason why you should take it in the right hand. So the Gemara should have asked it that way. So he says a very interesting thing. He wants to learn up that this Shaila of the Gemara was asked in the Beis Medrash, was Gilarent freer from Rav Sheshes's Shaila, where Rav Sheshes wanted to be Mater. In other words, that the Seder Advarim is, the Gemara took the Shakla Vatari and the order that they, wherever Ravina, Ravashi, wherever there was, in the Beis Medrash where it was being Gilarent, so this Shaila of Yetziva Ba'ara came up earlier. And even though the Gemara later on, comes out that that's a, there should be a psul deiraisa in carrying the kaf in the and carrying the kaf in the left hand. So that was a later shaila in the Gemara. Aber lemaisa, you still need the Gemara's teretz earlier to answer this psul deiraisa as well. As I state in the Tosfos Yontif. Lemaisa, the Kesef Mishnah, is bothered by this whole business because he asks Akasha, how could it be, as the Makar of the Isser is in Perek, Perigvav Haloch Yud Ches Nach Tzomir and Bias Hamigdosh State.
Must be here.
Perikay. I'm sorry. Hey, Haloch Yud Ches. Right. The Ein Avoida Ella Biyamin. The Im Adam Bisbal Posel the Ein Aloike. He said, if you do Avoida Bismal, it's Posel, but Ein Aloike because the Makar is from an Esa, it's a Lava Ba Mechlal Esa, and Vibald, it only comes from the Mitzvah Esa, that it has to be done, the Rayas and the Psukim, that it has to be done, because it says, Etzba Velokach, Melamish Lotehei, Shalotehei, Kabbalah Ela Biyamin, Be Etzba, Venosan Melamish Lotehei, Nesina Ela Biyamin. So because it comes from Psukim, that are mitzvahs asay, that's why there's no malchus for doing it the wrong way. But the Kesef Mishnah is bothered that he doesn't understand how it could be that these terutzim are sufficient to deal with an iser deiraisa. I mean, so what? But if it's also midairaisa, so you're strength zachon. What? Just because it's hot and just because He wants to say that halacha b'smol is only posel midrabanan. So Achrayim ask on him, how could that be? Because the Gemara says, there's a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos is talking about the Ritzui Tzitz. So the Gemara says, why is Tzitz Meratza on Tuma? Because Tuma is Hutar Mechlaloi by Pesach, where that is Ba B'Tuma, because of Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. Frag the Gemara, maybe it's not, maybe the Tzitz is not Meratza on Tuma, maybe it's Meratza on Smoil, because Smoil is Hutar Mechlaloi on Yom Kippur, because you carry the kaf in the left hand, right? That's what the Gemara says in Menachos. Says so the Gemara says a teretz to that. Why that's not going to be the reason. But from the kasha of the Gemara, you see that the Gemara understands that smoil is that hutar mechla, that business is a deraisa, because you'd only need ritzui tzitz on a psul deraisa. The whole tzitz. The ganze ritzui tzitz that it takes care of problems. It's dealing with deraisadik problems. So how can you say that this is only going to be a psul derabon? So that's the kasha.
Put smile together with everything else. That's not a kasha. It puts halacha here, but together with halacha, zrika, kabbalah.
That's the vaidus. Then it says a yashav and a smile was puzzled by all of them. In other words, those in the brisa. Yeah, but he's, because first he's talking about where there's a psul in the etzem kayin, that either a zar, a shikr, a balmum, those are psulim in the etzem chefts of the kayin. The other two things he talks about, yeshiv and smoil, are psulim and how it's done. That's why they're separated. It's not because it's not the same thing.
But he's learning that smoil is the rabbanon and everything else is the raisa. How do you fit it into the lashon of raisa?
Okay, you could ask that too. But we'll see how to get out of this. I mean, the Gvur Sari and others asked this kasha on the Kesef Mishnah because they're Mufurish Gemaras that are mashma, that the psul of smoil is the raisa, not the rabbanon. Now, why is he saying over here that it's a derabbanan? So the emes is azoy. It's very interesting. I found it in the Chazon Ish, and I also found it in Reb Chaim says it in the Gevisa Ort also. There's a very interesting issue here that Bechlal Ktayres is bismoil. By virtue of the fact that you have to take Meloy Chofnov Ktayres Samim Dako. What does he do? Now, that's the Gemara describes later on exactly how the Kohen Gadol is going to get the Torah out of the Machta into his Meloy Chofnov. And you can't spill a bit of it, right? So the Etzem Avoda, the Gemara talks about putting the elbows together. I don't even know how they could do it. And the Gemara says it's Takid Avoda Sheba Avoda's Koshes Sheba Migdosh. It's a very difficult. But it's a difficult thing. Lamaisa, there's even an interesting steer we'll talk about in a minute. Well, one of the things the Gemara says that he holds it in his teeth, and the Gemara just before this piece that I'm talking about talks about you can't use your teeth for it. Yeah, I know Taisa is the kasha. That's Bechlala. But however it was done, the point is he has to get the Ktiris into the Meloy Chafnayim. And from that, put it on the coals. So the etzem avoda of putting the tyrus on the coals, which in the Gemara is an equivalency to zrikas dam on the mizbeach. That's the dover that's mechaper. Just like the Gemara says that the halacha over here, the halacha of the tyrus is that is equivalent to the halacha of the dam. So putting the tyrus on the coals is really sort of the be'etzim the equivalent of a zrika, of the avaida, and there it's mefurish in the Torah. You have to do it with bismile. It's not the pshat. If you only have it in one hand, you have to have it in both hands. What? Melochafnav avada. It says both. I mean, that's what he has to do when he takes it. He puts both hands in and piles it up high. Two handfuls piled higher that he has to use for it. So be'etzem, so in the eker kapara of it, you have to use smile. So efshar that ought to be a tam to be mater smile bechalal in the whole avoda, because you can't make that the halacha of it, which is only actually an avoda to get to the machshir of dropping it on the coals. You can't make that more chomer than the etzem avoda itself. So lechayra, and both of them point this out that this is it's a hora that you see in the etzem avoda itself that smile is a necessary part of that avoda. And yet,
from halacha
to
small. So what are you
going to
do with the Gemara?
No, one second. So avada, it's poshit. Now, when the Gemara slugs up Rav Sheshes, the Gemara is saying you have no raya to be matar by dam because halacha b'smoil works by k'tiris. Yeah, the question is, I think that maybe the pshat and what the Kesef Mishnah is talking about is as follows. And that may be follow, he's not taking it out of the Gemara itself. That avada, there is a svara to say, or you could clear the following shaila. Do you say that because the etzem placing of the k'tiris on the coals, which is the avada of the of being makter the k'tiris, the avada haktaris haktiris, since that's gzeres hakosuv that it's bismoil, does that mean that the whole avodas haktiris can be bismoil? Or do you say no? The gzeres hakosuv is the gzeres hakosuv. It has to be that way, right? It has to be that way. But if there's anything else, but if there's all the things that you can get away with without coming onto smol, efshar you mechuyev to do that. So I want to say that could be the Gemara knew already that avodas hadam is pasul bismoil midairaisa, like it says here in the Braisa. Now, when the Gemara asked the kasha by Hoylocha at the beginning of the sugya, the Zeis Tazoy, Rav Sheshes himself held that once you have a makor, that there's an avoda that's kosher, Hoylocha can be kosher bismoil because the etzem avoda is kosher bismoil. So once you have a makor that smoil is kosher by one kind of a Hoylocha, after it's going to be kosher by other halachas. To which the Gemara says, no, that's not going to be true. By dam, you can't learn out from the k'tiris, the fact that he carries it in the left hand, you can't learn out of there to be mater by dam. Why is it over there? There it's exeris hakosuv, at least by the haktorah itself. Nor the Gemara Kenzine held, and this is what I think the Kesef Mishnah is talking about, that is a Derabbanan. When the Gemara asked the first Tasha that and said, and didn't ask from the Braisa itself, that you see it's Pasul Midiraisa, that the Gemara doesn't have a Shaila about. Why? Because by Ktiris you see Smoil is Mutter. Oh, but the Gemara is asking, forget about that. You're right. There's a Xeris HaKosev here that Maloy Chofnov is Matir Smoil for the Haktorah. But there's a Svara, that's the Svara of Yetziva Ba'ara, the Giyura B'Shmei Shmaya, the Gemara is asking over there, Stamazoi. Maybe Al Shivas of Yamin, there's an Inyan that where you can avoid doing Smoil, where you don't need the Smoil, you shouldn't do the Smoil. That's what the Kesef Mishnah holds, although it's a svara, but maybe only a din derabbanan. That's what the Kesef Mishnah holds. That kasha, that part would be the derabbanan. The part where the Gemara says, "Why put the kaf in the right, in the left hand, and the machta on the right hand? Switch it around." Because you see, in Kalatara Kula, Yamin is more chashav, so let it be. So do it here this way too. To that shaila, which is not out the psul deraisa, out the psul deraisa, we would have a teretz that teretz is different because the avayda be'etzim has to be besmiled. You can't get away without doing the ikar chelik of the avayda. Avad has to be done besmiled. So maybe a psul deraisa you wouldn't have. But there's a svara to say, fine, there's no psul. But lemaisa, there's a chshivas of yad yamin that you should employ when you can. To which the Gemara then gives the answer, because of kaivit or because of heat, that's why you're allowed to switch it around. That's why you have to do the halacha bismoil as well. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is referring to as being the rabbonim. Now, because the Gemara is saying those terutzim not to the kasha of the Isser Deraisa, it's saying that teretz to the kasha of Yetziva Bar Vigura Bishmei Shmaya. And that's why the Gemara didn't ask from Viter. Because if the Gemara would ask from the Braisa, we would have to answer, don't tell me it's a Psul Deraisa, because if you, the Etzem Haktor itself has to be done Bismoil. So how can it be Psul Deraisa? The teretz is, there's another thing going on here. That's why the Gemara has a different kasha. Says, Avada, the kasha wasn't not knowing the Gemara on Mem Ches and Mem Tes. Avada, the Gemara knew that. The Gemara is asking something different. This is what the Kesef Mishnah understands. Why is the Gemara asking a different kasha here in the beginning of the Sugya? Because the Gemara is asking not al the psul deraisa. That we could take care of by virtue of the fact that the Etzem HaKtara has to be besmoil. And there's no discussion in the Peskim about that. That's clear. That's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah is up to Galkach Mulayam Achtov Gachle Eish Mealam Izbech, Umuloy Chofnov Ktara Samim Dako. And the Gemara tells you he has to get that Maloy Chofnov back into his Maloy Chofnov and put it from that onto the coals. So that Avada, the Torah said that Ktaris has to be done besmoil. So the Deraisa de Gezer wouldn't apply over here. Nor Sedon no Hasvara to Zogin, that since you see in Kolatera Kulo Yamin comes first, that's the Iker, everything has to be done by Yamin. So why not take the Iker by Yamin? It's an upside down world. The Machta is secondary to the Kaf. So that's the Gemara's Kashi Yitziva Bara, the Giyura B'Shmei Shmaya. It's an upside down world. You're taking the chush of a thing and putting it in the left and the less chush of a thing in the right. Why should you do that? To that, the Gemara says the Svaris, that the answer is that because it's heavy or because it's hot, whatever the Tirutzim of the Gemara is, it's going on that particular Shaila. And that's only Drabonim.
But you kind of changed it on the concept.
That's right.
If you don't hold that way, then you can pull the calf.
But the maskana is that that's what we do. The maskana is that that's what we do. And that's the din. I mean, that's what you have to do. That's the whole Sugyas HaGemara, that you have to get it back into the Maloy Chofnov. So that's Xeris HaKosov, that has to be besmoil. That's not Akasha. Azay, that's the Forsha Pasuk in the Torah. Memela, the Gemara can't ask from a psul deraisa, because Ktaris obviously has to be different. So Bemela, that's what I think the Kesef Mishnah, that's what the Kesef Mishnah is talking about. He's trying to justify, so either Rambam puts it together with the fact that he holds that Be'etzim by all avodos kfar b'yarno lehalocha b'smol is poisel is b'dam kotchim, avada. Now, as the Gemara came out, when the Sugyas HaGemara on Mem Ches Omid Beis, Rav Sheshes wanted to declare that I should be able to learn Hoylochas Dam from Hoylochas from Hoylochas Ktaires. So the Gemara says that you can't do. Why? Because the Braisa says that it's a Psul Deraisa. That Avoda B'Smol is a Psul Deraisa. Doesn't mean that we're going to Ober Lamaisa. In other words, so the Rambam is telling us, Be'etzem Haylocha Bismol is a Psul Deraisa. You can't learn out, he says, Haylocha Bismol Paisel is Bedam Kotchev Vashara Avoidus. Right? So, Be'etzem, else the Etzem din of Ktaires, Avada the Rambam understands, could be he understands that this Halocha is, or at least the Kesef Mishnah is understanding him, that when he says, Lefika choya min adin sheyoylecha machta b'smol v'kaf hakteres b'yaminoi, he's understanding that the Rambam is saying, heyoys that in kol ha-Torah kulo, smol is a psul, granted that on the haktorah itself you don't have a choice because the Torah says that's the way you have to do it, so that's not going to be, so, but that itself shouldn't be enough to be matir carrying it that way as well. To which he says, the svaris, zok the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam is telling you that why should there be a reason to say a svara that halacha should also be puzzle? Maybe we should say that hayos, that the haktor itself is kosher bismoil, so all the avodas of the ktoris can be bismoil. That the Rambam is telling us, hayos that you see everywhere, the abayal avaydos, it's klora psul deraisa, right? Granted over here by the haktor itself, you have to do it bismoil, aber let there be, als the Gemara's kasha before, the Gemara asking over here, That's not a deraisa. That's a svara de kakasha, and that he holds that maybe only a svara de rabbanon. That's saying maybe it's not a heter in the whole avodas haktoras. The fact that the haktora has to be bismoil. Maybe it's only there that the Torah was materit, but where you can avoid it and go along with what the Torah says that yamin is more chashuv. And the Gemara asks the Kashi Yitziva Ba'ara V'Giyura B'Shmei Shmaya. The Gemara is asking, it's an Olam Hafuch. In Miraswara, you should have to take the Kaf in your right hand because Avada, that's more Choshev than the coals. Because the coals are not even a Bechina of the Avada. Carrying the coals into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is only a Hechsher Mitzvah because you have to have the coals in order to be able to do the Haktara. Over carrying The kaf should be l'chayr like carrying dam, and even though you have a raya brura that avodas haktoras is kosher bismoil because it's exeris akosov, but mechetesa that's going to be enough to be matir, not carrying the kaf in the right hand because it's more chashuv. Alts the svara that the Gemara asked, Tziva Ba'ara of Yigiyura B'Shmei Shmaya, to which the Gemara then answers, these svaras are enough to answer that kasha. These svaras are enough to answer that kasha. That will also affect the earlier part of the Gemara as well. Because originally the Gemara asks, Kaf Mi'ayma Kippurim Lomali. It says, V'lakach Mola Amachta Gachle Yesh Me'al HaMizbeach, so it says, Meloi Chofnov Vehevi. Frek the Gemara earlier on the Daf. Why should he have to have a kaf? Let him put the machto on top of the ketores and carry it in that way. Zok the Gemara. So good. He walks in, and obviously, the Meloi Chofnov is piled high because you'll have to have the kaf. You can't have that machta sitting on the hands of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, why does it have a long handle? So that he won't burn himself from the heat. You can't have the bottom of the machta on his hands. That's not shaykh. I'm also bothered a little bit why the Gemara didn't say the problem here would be another one. What happens? You have piled up hands of Ktair Samim Daka.
It was not piled high,
but it has to be a little bit. Otherwise he'd burn his hands.
It's just slightly high.
What?
It's tofus, the Gemara says, just slightly high.
It's not
gadushus
and it's not...
Right, but it has to be a little bit higher. I'm saying, the Gemara says the handle has to be longer so that he won't burn himself. Don't tell me that the bottom won't burn him if it's sitting on his hands. Can't be sitting on his hands. But I think there's even a worse problem. Why wouldn't the heat of the bottom of the machta cause some of the ketores to begin to smoke?
I was thinking about that.
And what would happen is, you'd end up with the tzdukim getting their way just by that. What?
I don't
have an answer for that. I mean, it just bothered me why the Gemara doesn't deal with that. Unless it's clear that the heat, that you need more heat, that it's not enough heat from the bottom of the machta to make it smoke. Other yad or nein. I mean, I don't know, but maybe that's what you have to say. What?
Special material.
No, but you see, it can't be that way. You see, the handle they were worried about is it.
How do you answer tzitz? The shayt from the hochacha from tzitz. How do you answer
that's that? Avada, that smile is a psulda. That smile is a psulda raisa. We're holding that way by everything else, except here. The Gemara only want to bring a raya from there that you see smile as a deraisa, not a drabun. And we're saying avada smile everywhere else is a psulda raisa. It's only over here where the Gemara said that Hayos, that there's a heter, that the Etzem Haktorah has to be bismoil. So maybe you could think that the Halacha also wouldn't be a Psul Deraisa. But the Gemara still asks, forget about that. Zol Zayin, it's not a Psul Deraisa. But Lamaisa, Yamin is more Choshev. Why shouldn't you carry the Buzuk B'Yamin? To which the Gemara answers the terutzim that the Gemara says, but that it's not possible to do.
What makes Ochacha by Ksitz? Says, Torah's Yochiah. How are you explaining the Ochacha from Ksitz?
Because over there, the Gemara is understanding that Hayois the Halacha, that Hayois, that you can carry it in the left hand, maybe the Gemara understands that the Hutar Michloloi is that the Torah was matir the psul deraisa of smile over here, and the mela the tzitz will be meratza on smile everywhere. That's what the Gemara is asking. But Lemaisa, when the Kesef Mishnah understands the pshat in the Rambam, I think he understands, and in the first Gemara it's also the same way, because the Gemara says, let him take it in on top, let him put the macht on top of the ktiris. Zog the Gemara, and then what is he going to do? He's got to get the machta down on the floor. How's he going to do that? Take it in his teeth and lower it down to the floor. Madach for a melech basar v'dom, you don't do that. It's kolshkein for a melech malchei amlochim. You don't use your teeth. So the Gemara says, vayta the same thing, that because it's not shayach, therefore you need a bazook. Therefore you need to have it in a bazook. So the pshat is, you see that the Gemara is going over here. Now, be'etzem, there would be another shaila about this bazook. There's a machlokes in the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara has a machlokes between Rabba and Rava, whether you can hold the hishinus in some kind of a kli, whether netila al yedei dover acher is called a netila, what? Is called a netila. So Rava Paskins, the netila hayadei dover acher is shma netila. Rabba holds that it would be puzzle. That would have should be pshat, because the Gemara here says this svara that you'd have to use your teeth in order to be able to do it, and it's pasnish to do such a thing. Memela, that's why you have to have a kaf. And that he has to have both hands free, because otherwise how's he going to get the machta into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The only way to get the machta into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is obviously carrying it. So al korchach, he can't have his meloy chofnov. Therefore, it has to go into a bozok. But then the Gemara brings a raya. The Gemara brings a raya. Besides saying the svara, the Gemara comes up with a raya. The kivin the lefshar avdinan kida ashkelon b'nesiim. Gemara has to bring a raya from the nesiim. What's the nesiim? By korbanas hanesiim, it says kafachas asora zohav maleya ketiris. It's a mefurish pasuk in the Torah that by the korbanas hanesiim, when they brought the ketiris, they brought it in a kaf. They brought it in a container, and you see that that's kosher. So could be that that's to answer that you see by Ktiris, a kaf is not called netila al yedei dover acher, at least to find that the Gemara is bringing this l'Ravcha the Milsa, that even according to the Shita of Rabba, that he holds that netila al yedei dover acher pasels in places, but over here you see the Torah is exeris hakosov, that by Ktiris you can bring it that way. But again, the Gemara is saying, Vaita, this Indian of Svaris, that why are things done this way? Because because there's a Svarah to say to do it in this oifen. The Seistazoi. That Avadovi, in other words, that this whole sugi at the beginning of the Perik, the Gemara is dealing over here with issues that are not the Etzim Psulim. It's just that this should be the way that the Gemara. That this should be the right eifin to that looking for ways to be mekayim the seder hapsukim, and I also thought that might also be a shtickle raya here. You see the Gemara bechlal in the whole sugyas here in Yuma. There's a very very big hadgosha on the Seder, on keeping with the exact wording of the Parsha. In other words, the Kama V'Kama Dinim that we learn out from the Seder HaDvarim, exactly how it says it in the Torah. Now, l'chayr, if the Torah says, v'lokach m'loy ha-mafka gach le'yesh me'al ha-mizbeach, yeah, u'm'loy chofnav k'tayr samim dako, why didn't the Torah tell you to take the, why doesn't the Torah mention the k'tayrus before taking the coals? Why does the Torah put it in that order? That would be another reason to see that the Seder HaPsukim are telling you the Machta comes first and the Keteris comes second. Once the Torah tells you that, maybe that's why it has to go into the left hand, because of the Psukim would be Mashma that way. The Gemara is only saying, asking Kashas, but Lemaisa and Kol HaTorah Kulu, you see, Yamin is more Choshev. So the Gemara is asking, why shouldn't you do it for Keret? That the Kesef Mishnah is telling us are Rabbanan Dikisvaras. They're not Dairises. The Dairisa Dikadinim could be handled by either because the Iker Haktara has to be, Haktaris has to be Bismail, and maybe it covers everything, or Afilu the Lashon HaMikra would tell you that it has to be in the left. And that over here that there's not going to be a Psul Dairisa. But the Gemara's Shiloh at the beginning of the Perek was Binogeya Svaras de Rabbanan, that maybe we should do it differently because Yamin is more Choshev. Or maybe, just like the Gemara is asking, it doesn't say anything about a Kaf by it says, V'lakach m'loya machta gach le'yesh me'al ha'mizbeach m'loya chofen of Torah samim dako ve'hevi. So the Gemara says, the Seder HaPsukim are telling you, put the machta on top of the ketores. Doesn't say to put it into a kli. It doesn't mention a kli anywhere. To which the Gemara says, because the impossibility of doing it, the svaras of that it's not chashuv to take something in your mouth to do the avoda in the lifnai v'lifnim. So the Gemara is telling you, dealing with these side issues that are not the ikar, that are not the ikar hadid. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah is pointing out. That's what he means, that this is a derabbanan. It's only these issues of making Yamin itself, that in Kol HaTorah Kulo you see that Yamin is more choshev than smoil in every issue. Memela, why shouldn't we have the same thing over here where you can? Zog di Gemara, because you can't. And that's the svaras. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is referring to as being drabbanan and not dairaisa. And that's why the answer of the svaras is enough to forenfer why you have to do it in the way the Gemara says with this smile. But that's him dairaisa to get psul avada in by zrika, by everything else avada. That's a psul dairaisa that the Rambam holds. That's clearly azoy. So that's why I think to answer this Kesef Mishnah, and in Mela to answer the Taisus Yontif's Kasha, why the Gemara asked it the way it did and didn't ask from the Psul Dairaisa. Just want to share with you a machshava I had this week.
How does the Chazanish answer the Shaila?
He doesn't deal with that Shaila. He's talking about another thing in Gansen. He's talking about the difference whether Kaimetz Bismol, it's a side issue that he mentions aside, that Lamaisa by Ktiris you see that the Maloy Chofnov is Bismol. And he points out that he points out that the Kuda in Reb Chaim also as an aside to a different Shtikl Torah also mentions that idea when he's talking about the Talmud with a different issue that he's dealing with, but he just mentions this idea. All right, I had an interesting horror. Why did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in a strange way? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam sends Moshe Rabbeinu with all the simonim, with all the nisim, comes to Klal Yisrael and tells them, the Gula is coming, I'm here, and the Eke Asher Eke, Eke Shulchani Aleichem, and he shows them the simonim with the Nochosh, with the Mata becoming a Nochosh, and with his hand turning to Mitzoras Kasholeg, and making Dam, Allah Simonim. And then the Rabbeinu Shalom Gemacht, they go to Paro, and everything gets worse. Svert Erger. Tichbar Avoida Al Anoshim Val Yishub Divrei Shokar. Why does it happen? And then Moshe Rabbeinu comes back 6 months later, and And it even says, "V'lo shama al Moshe mikaitz haruach ma'avayda kasha." So why did the Rabbeinu Shloilem shtel it in this oifen? Nochmer, in Rabbeinu Bechaya in Seif Parsha Shmois, says, "Ki meitzeischa meretz Mitzrayim arenu niflois," that Gula Hasida is going to parallel Gulas Mitzrayim. It says, "Kol daydi neze ba medaleg alohorim mekapitz al hagvois." What does that mean? Kol daydi neze ba, you see him on the top of the mountain, he disappears into the valley, and then comes back again on the next mountain. So there's this period that looks like the Gula is here, and then things get worse, and then they get better. Why does it have to be that way? And then he says, Rabbi Nebuchaya says, "Mamish, you'll see that looks like the goyel is here." Umitamol ver deshibud erger visalamol given. Then you know that the gula is right around the corner. It's mamish, just going to happen. Why does it have to be this way? In Parshas Vayera, in Heintike Parsha, Rabbi Nebuchaya zokt on v'loishamu al Moshe mikaitzeruchem avoda kosha. Not that they didn't have bitochen anymore. They didn't lose their bitochen. They were so far matered from the Avoda Kosha that they couldn't focus. It wasn't a question of losing their emunah and their bitochen. It's that the Schwerkeit from the Avoda was, it kept them from focusing. Ichmein azoi. The Rabbeinu Shlom do'avo gevolt avekstelna moire dikezach. An emuna that is challenged is a much starker emuna than one that's not challenged. The Rabbeinu Shlomo went to Shtel Avek in the very Yisoid of Klal Yisrael. The ganze parsha of Maisa Oves Simen Labonim is the Maisa Oves, things were nishrash by our Oves in the very fabric and the DNA of Klal Yisrael, that the Maisa Oves Simen Labonim is what gives us the koyach to be able to withstand what we have to withstand. Adas was unser Eltern and grandparents went through in the Milchama the incredible challenge to their emuna, and that the Yidden came out Yireyim Ushleimim. The Satmar Rebbe Flecht Zogen, if you see a Yid with numbers on his arm, and there Lake Tfilin, Betem Abrocha, he's the one you should ask a bracha from. Why? Because he remained an Erlich Yid in the Ekster Matzev. His Amuna was challenged and he didn't let it get the best of him. Does it the Rabbeinu Shlom gevolt avekstellen in Gulas Mitzrayim, in the Gula of Mitzrayim, that state Vayamein Ha'am, they believed, Nacher Vert Erger, and then comes the Gula. The Amuna was challenged, and they didn't lose it. Even if they lo shomu mikaitzeruach me'avayda kasha, but they didn't lose their bitochen. And they stayed with Moshe Rabbeinu. Because that was Kaveya and the Shirish of Klal Yisrael. That our Amuna, even if it's challenged, we can withstand the challenge of the Amuna. And that's why the Geulas Mitzrayim had to happen in this oifen. Avkedei Avekzishtel in the Shirish of Klal Yisrael, this koyach, that our emunah can be challenged, and we stay with it. And unfortunately, he tells us that Nechevli Moshiach vet medazech dafen durchgein. And Avada, we will, Be'ezer Hashem, have the koyach das beitzishtein, not only because in Golas Mitzrayim, but the Rabbeinu Shlom does avegishtelt in the fabric of Klal Yisrael, but all of us are beneficiaries. All of us who Baruch Hashem didn't have to face the challenges of the previous generation, but avada, we're all nischazik from them. We're all talmidim of them. We're all kinder of them, and we were that chizuk that they demonstrated is also a dover that should be mechazik us, and if we chas v'sholem have to face a challenge to our emunah, we'll be able to face it.